This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. French police fired tear gas and water cannon to disperse violent demonstrators in the heart of Paris as thousands gathered in the capital and beyond to vent their anger against rising fuel taxes. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports it was the second of the so-called Yellow Vest protest.
This time, they converged on the French capital's iconic Champs-Élysées. Some clashed with police. About 3,000 officers were sent to prevent the demonstrators from reaching the president's Élysée Palace nearby. The protesters are opposed to taxes Macron introduced last year on diesel and gasoline, which are designed to encourage people to shift to more environmentally friendly transport. Alongside the tax, the government has also offered incentives to buy green or electric vehicles. The unrest is a dilemma for Macron, who casts himself as a champion against climate change, but has been derided as out of touch with common folk and is fighting a slump in popularity.
Reuters' Francis McGuire. Spain demanding changes to an agreement on a new EU-Britain relationship to clarify the future of Gibraltar, which was ceded to Britain in 1713, but is still claimed by Spain. Gibraltar's chief minister, Fabian Picardo, said his country has no interest and being under Spain's control.
We are not interested in any dilution of our sovereignty. We are not interested in allowing for even the remotest concession to Spanish sovereignty, jurisdiction, or control.
Spain does not currently have veto power on the Brexit agreement, which will be on the agenda at today's EU summit. Trump administration downplaying the significance of a report that included dire predictions about the impact of climate change. President Trump says the causes of global warming are not yet settled. This is VOA News. The Trump administration has presented the government facilities where immigrant youth are being detained as caring, safe places for children, but records obtained by the Associated Press are highlighting the problems plaguing those facilities. Here's AP's Ben Thomas.
About 14,000 immigrant children are currently detained in more than 100 facilities around the nation. The Trump administration has presented those facilities as caring, safe places for children. But records obtained by the Associated Press indicate they may be overtaxed, with children acting out, at times hitting each other or trying to escape, while staff members struggle to deal with escalating problems. Doctors warn that detaining children for long periods of time can be traumatic, particularly for those who have undertaken long, dangerous journeys fleeing violence and poverty. Operators of facilities along the border maintain they are reporting problems and are committed to correcting them, even as the number of children in such facilities multiplies. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Trump tweeted on Saturday that immigrants who are currently gathered in Mexico at the U.S. border will not be allowed to seek asylum in the U.S. And it was earlier this month the U.S. federal judge temporarily blocked the Trump administration from denying asylum to those crossing the border illegally. The judge said in his ruling the president may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden. Taiwan's ruling party has handed a major defeat in local elections that were seen as a referendum on the administration of the island's independence-leaning president and growing economic and political pressure coming from China. Soon after the results came in, President Tsai Ing-wen resigned as head of the Democratic Progressive Party. She will be remaining as president of the country. Her resignation will have no effect on the business of government, and observers say although the results could affect her re-election chances in 2 years. The group Rival China said the results reflected a desire by the people of Taiwan for better relations with Beijing. Egypt says archaeologists have found a tomb in Luxor housing the mummies of a priest and his wife from the 13th century B.C. Khalid El-Anani is Egypt's antiquities minister.
We found many finds inside the tomb. The most, the nicest object, of course, are the two coffins found inside the tomb.
The tomb is on the west bank of the Nile near the Valley of Kings. Egypt has been encouraging publicity for the new historical discoveries in hopes of reviving its tourism sector, which is still recovering from the turmoil following the 2011 uprising that toppled longtime ruler Hosni Mubarak. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.